As the coronavirus pandemic rolls on, many have found themselves threatened with water shutoffs. It's estimated that 53% of the nation's population is unprotected due to unaffordable bills. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan has not renewed a statewide moratorium, but the Public Service Commission has placed a moratorium on regulated water shutoffs. But Rihanna Eckel, senior Maryland organizer at Food and Water Action, says that leaves many in the rural areas without protection.
PSC does not govern any internet providers as well as any municipal water providers as well, because they're not regulated by the state. And so this creates an enormous problem, especially in rural Maryland, because, and on the Eastern Shore, especially with municipal water suppliers, it's very challenging for now municipalities to have to enact their own water shutoff moratoriums in order to protect people. And when we look at the Eastern Shore, there are about 67 local government water systems. So now we are looking at folks on the Eastern Shore potentially having 67 different local policies related to water shutoff, payment plans, what late fees look like, how people can get their water turned back on, if there are fines and fees associated with that. So it makes it very challenging for people in their community to keep track of what's going on and what are the regulations in their area to make sure that they're up to date with their bills and they are not at risk of a shutoff.
So what is it that is recommended for localities to do, and do they have the power to, say, decide that water should not be shut off?
Water municipalities have the authority to issue their own moratoriums on water shutoffs. We have seen that two of the major suppliers to the more metropolitan areas in the state has issued their own water shutoff moratorium. This is really just the responsible policy right now because, you know, while we're facing this global pandemic, it is crucially important that people have access to water, both to sustain their own lives, of course, but for the health and safety of our communities. We're only as strong as our weakest links, as they say, and if people do not have access to water and they cannot wash their hands and they cannot follow proper sanitation guidelines, that puts all of our communities at risk. So we would urge all municipalities to issue their own water shutoff moratoriums and just, you know, blank statements say that they will not cut off anyone's water, despite if they are behind on their bills or struggling to make payments, because at the end of the day, we need to put the health and safety of our communities above, you know, the need to collect on revenue in this exact moment in time, especially as people are struggling with massive job loss, skyrocketing unemployment numbers. It is very understandable for many families who are losing their jobs, losing their wages, to be struggling right now, and we need to offer them a lifeline. So I'd urge listeners, if you know your local water municipality, give them a call, ask them what their policy is around water shutoffs, and ask them if they can, you know, distribute that to the community, make sure people know, because, you know, when we're dealing with 67 local government water systems on the Eastern Shore, it's very confusing, but we need to make sure that these utilities are putting out into the communities, you know, if they are doing shutoffs, what is the amount of money that people can be cut off so they know they need to stay below that? How many chances do people have? What are the payment plans that are available? But ultimately, they need to step up and just issue that moratorium so that we can all stay safe and healthy.
In our second segment, we talk with Eckel about the small developments that have their own private water supply. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.